Failure Friday, a year spent writing the wrong book. Man, as I was working on this episode, I was like, this could have been my story, actually. We're going to hear a story from a programmer who spent a year writing a 300-page book, only to realize it was kind of the wrong book. It wasn't the book he should have been writing. In his case, he realized it was overly generic and unappealing. So my story wouldn't be exactly like that, but I have written a number of books. I've gotten about halfway through writing a book and realized this is not the book I should be writing right now. And it's difficult because you're like, well, hopefully that process is going to lead to the better book. But then you're also like, man, I spent 3 months or, you know, whatever the time might be, working on this project in which I now have to kind of move on from, which ultimately is what life is about, right? We start different things, we try things, we go down different paths, and hopefully we eventually get to, you know, the thing that is most appropriate, most meaningful for us, where we can make an impact, you know, live a good life, love people, all those good things. But it is frustrating when you go down a path and realize you've spent a lot of time and you're not going to get that time back. So let's talk about it from this person's story. This is David. And today, of course, is our Failure Friday segment, where we look at short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, half-written books, I guess you might say, and of course, failure. And you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled in some way or otherwise faced kind of a moment of adaptation in which they have to make a different choice. And I love working on these stories because they vary a bit, but they often, you know, they start with this idea and then the idea meets reality. And then what do you do? What does one do in the face of conflict or disappointment or the necessity of transition? So David's story, a year spent writing the wrong book. Let's hear from him. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hi, I'm David. A couple of years ago, I decided to embark on a journey to write a book. I was inspired by my own experiences and wanted to share my life lessons with the world. I envisioned a 300-page nonfiction title that could help anyone navigate their personal and professional lives. I spent an entire year pouring my heart and soul into this book. Every day, I would sit down and write about the various lessons I'd learned over the years. I covered topics ranging from personal growth, productivity, to relationships and career advice. By the time I was finished, I had a hefty manuscript that I was really proud of. However, when I started sharing my work with friends and potential readers, the feedback was less than enthusiastic. Don't get me wrong, no one complained or said it was bad, but they also weren't all, "Dave, this is great," either. I got the sense that the early readers found the content to be overly generic and lacking focus. It became clear that my book, despite being well-intentioned, wasn't something most people wanted to read. It was a tough pill to swallow after investing so much time and effort. As I reflected on the feedback, or the lack of feedback, I realized that the problem wasn't just the writing, but the concept itself. The market was already saturated with books on life lessons, many written by celebrities with larger platforms. My book, unfortunately, wouldn't stand out in the crowd. I needed to find a way where my expertise and insights could provide real value. With this realization, I decided to start over. I went back to the drawing board and thought about my skills and experiences. As a web designer with years of experience in creating responsive websites, I realized there was much more need for practical, actionable guidance in this area. Instead of writing another broad, generic book, I chose to focus on a specific topic, responsive design. I began writing a much shorter book, around 100 pages, packed with specific lessons, tips, and best practices for designing responsive websites. This time, the writing process was much easier and more enjoyable. I was working within the area of my expertise, and it could provide concrete, valuable insights that readers could apply immediately. The difference was day and night. Writing about responsive design allowed me to create a book that was both practical and relevant. I included case studies, step-by-step guides, and real-world examples to make the content engaging and useful. It was clear that there would be a real market for this book, among web designers, developers, and anyone interested in improving their website's user experience. Looking back, spending a year writing the wrong book was a frustrating experience, but it taught me some crucial lessons. I learned the importance of identifying a clear target audience and addressing a specific need or problem. Generic advice rarely stands out, whereas focused, actionable content can make a significant impact. Today, my book on responsive design is nearing completion, and I've already received positive feedback from beta readers. This time, I'm confident it will find a receptive audience. So, if you're thinking about writing a book or embarking on a similar project, my advice is to ensure that there's a clear demand for what you're offering. And don't be afraid to pivot if things aren't working out. If I had stuck to my original idea, I think I'd still be struggling. But thankfully, the change and the new approach feels great.
Well, the theme of Failure Friday is never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. And as I mentioned, I have half written probably five different books. I've got eight published books out, but for most of them, there was often a book behind the book, you know, a book that did not actually come out because it shouldn't have come out and I shouldn't have written it. And maybe a couple of those cases, it was helpful in bringing me to where I needed to go. But a couple others, it was just the wrong book. And that happens. So you got to move on positively. That's always the goal here. Move on positively. Thanks to David for sharing this story. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, something else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This was episode 2785. Thank you so much for being out there. Thank you for listening, being part of this community. I'm excited to make so much more for you. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.